Hello, welcome to the Roundhouse Podcast. This is Paul Sollentrop with Wichita State University Strategic Communications. Today we're going to talk with President Dr. Jay Golden. We're going to give him a break from discussing weighty matters of state and have some fun, talk about sports, talk about Wichita State athletics. Dr. Golden became Wichita State's 14th president in October. He is a Dodgers fan, grew up in Los Angeles. Did you grow up listening to Vince Scully on a transistor radio underneath your pillow? I will be so jealous if that's the case.
I not only did I have Vince Scully, I had Jerry Doggett, who also did the games, and then I had the fabulous Chick Hearn, who did the Lakers during the time of Wilt Chamberlain and Jerry West. It was a great time to be a kid in Los Angeles.
Beautiful. A lot of broadcasting talent out there. Former ball boy for the Southern California football team, right?
No, basketball.
Basketball team.
Basketball, yeah, under the coach of Bob Boyd and then later Stan Morrison. 1 year, the team only lost two games all season to the cross-city rival UCLA, being coached by John Wooden, and didn't even make the NCAA tournament because only, and they were ranked number two in the country, only the conference champion did. So I just, it was a tough time being a USC basketball fan during the time of John Wooden.
That was a different time in college basketball, for sure. You played basketball and volleyball in high school in Los Angeles.
Yep.
Played lacrosse, defenseman at Arizona State and at Cambridge.
Correct, yeah.
Now, golfer, play some pickleball.
Yeah, I would really tone down the golf. I go out to golf to enjoy the scenery and the friendship. But not a great golfer, certainly not as good as my wife, who hits the ball straight, which is a very agonizing thing to be a partner with.
I can imagine. You need to get Greg Marshall and Kellen Marshall to get you out to Flint Hills National. That's some spectacular scenery out there, and I know they're big golfers.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Dodger Stadium, best stadium in all of baseball?
I would have to say so, though I would say that I've spent quite a bit of time at Wrigley Field, and that's a fun venue to watch games as well.
Is baseball your favorite sport?
No. I really like all sports equally. It's hard to say. As a child, I would say football, college football, and baseball were my favorite sports to watch. Like many, the memories of going to a baseball game with my father picking me up, leaving work early, and both of us keeping score, and that's just, those are memories that are very precious.
You've met volleyball coach Chris Lamb.
Yes, I
have.
Huge
San Francisco Giants fan, which we can all agree is unfortunate. Can you use your powers of presidency to get him to maybe talk a little bit less about the Giants? Would you consider that for us?
No, because that's too much fun when the Dodgers beat them.
All right. I'm going to hit you with some Kansas trivia. We love Kansas trivia.
All right.
Two members of that famous Dodgers infield starting lineup had Kansas connections. Bill Russell from Pittsburgh went to Pittsburgh High down the southeast corner of the state.
Okay.
Davey Lopes, shortstop, yep. Right? With the second baseman.
Bill Russell was shortstop.
Davey Lopes
was second base. Steve Garvey, first base. Ron Say was third base. Catcher was Steve Yeager. Pitcher was Don Sutton. Left field, Dusty Baker. Then you had Joe Virkson in right field. And you had alternates for center field. And Walter Alston was the manager.
Beautiful. Those kind of things never leave
young baseball fans.
Davey Lopes played baseball and basketball at Washburn.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he was on a very good Washburn basketball team in 1968. So now I've prepared you. When you go out visiting around the state, you will know some Kansas trivia to drop in there. Let's go back. One of your first interactions with Shocker Athletics, the volleyball team visited East Carolina in November. That was shortly after you came on. I know you were down in Dallas for the big comeback for the basketball team at SMU. Tell us about your early impressions of Wichita State athletics.
Yeah, I've also been going to some of the women tennis game matches, both here, and I went and traveled to Arizona to watch them, and I look forward to doing outdoor track and all the other sports. Both Dina, my wife, and I are probably our favorite passion is going to college athletics. Having been in the Triangle at Duke and a daughter at UNC, our weekends were spent going to all kinds of athletic events and just really enjoying it. I'm really impressed with Shocker Athletics, both with the coaches and the student athletes as well as our fans. I was a club volleyball coach, and my youngest daughter plays volleyball in college now, and I'm very impressed with the coaching of our volleyball team and our volleyball athletes. I would say, you know, I think the best story I can relate to is my oldest daughter, who recently graduated from UNC Chapel Hill, which has the Dean Dome after Dean Smith, and over, 20,000 fans. And she got to experience her first Shocker game this last Sunday against Tulsa, and turned to me and said, "Wow, this place is different. This place is loud." So it's a great experience. Truly, the Roundhouse is one of those seminal. And I used to go to Duke games at Cameron. The Shocker, you know, the most interesting thing to me, it just came to my mind, is I forget which home game it was not too long ago. We lost one of those oddities where we did lose a home game, and then the fans left. You go to Los Angeles, think about the Dodgers, no one's there at the beginning of the game, and then, by the seventh inning, everybody's leaving. Shocker fans arrive early and stay late, and they're true to their team, and I've been traveling around a bit, and I'd be hard-pressed to find any fans in the AAC that travel as well as Shockers. It's really gratifying.
They are a loyal bunch, that's for sure. They've been through the ups and downs, and they have definitely gotten their money's worth out of this upsurge over the last 15 years or so. We hear a lot about athletics, front porch of the university, that kind of thing. Tell us a little bit about your feel, how athletics fits into the broader mission at Wichita State.
So, our number one mission, obviously, is educating students for the jobs of today and tomorrow, and to support the economy of greater Wichita and Kansas. And we're going to do that, and our students do that. But when you, as we try to recruit talent, and by that's students as well as faculty and staff, athletics is really the front door. People recognize Wichita State in many cases because of that. I would say the other benefit is Wichita is a great community, and I think the biggest fun part as a president of this university is we're not really competing with professional teams. So not only do we have a loyal following of our alumni, but we have a loyal following of the community. And to be an institution that gets to bring the community together is a wonderful thing. And so my focus as president is to ensure that we have the best fan experience. Now, I am never going to get into the X's and O's of coaching. I leave that to the professionals. But what I will do is make sure that both the facilities that we have are as state-of-the-art as we can be, and to ensure that the experience that the fans have during a game or match are as good or better than any other institution. And so we're doing things and working together as a university under some task forces to think through that and to come up with some additional traditions, additional things we can do during the games, and looking at facilities.
Throwing candy to the student section, I guess that was...
That's part of it, although someone made the first time I did that. Well, the first time I did it, I saw the students down there, and I really, my first game, want to make sure that I interact with the students, which I try to do on a daily basis. I was over at Shocker Hall having breakfast this morning, and I want to be approachable. That's the best way I can find out what things I need to do as president. Yeah, so the first time I went up, and I went to the concession stands, and I bought a bunch of potato chips. And then next game, people helped me out and got some T-shirts and candy. Some practical joker got cotton candy in that. And if you ever tried to throw cotton candy very far, it doesn't go very far. But after that, we got that straightened out. I love it. It gets me up for the game, and hopefully it's a little bit of fun for the students and the band. So far, I've made it almost to the tuba section. My goal is to get as far up Coke Arena as I can.
Have they let you shoot the T-shirt cannon?
No. I saw Wu with that this last game, and that looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah. I would make that a priority. You mentioned the task forces. We've got a lot of task forces going on here at Wichita State. The athletics task force is tasked with several things. First one, we'll talk about adding sports. Women's soccer and men's club lacrosse are kind of at the top of the list. Tell us why.
Sure. So certainly, even from day one, students and others, more students than anybody else, would have approached me asking about having football start back up. And I would say probably no one here is a greater college football fan than myself. I just loved it. I went to USC football games with my family. My dad played for a couple of years, got injured different times. From age four on, I went to college football, and traveling all around the country. But financially, in the current model, it doesn't make sense for us. We just can't do it. But I do want to continue to expand the fan experience, game experience, and student experience. When you look across the country, the fastest growing sports are soccer and lacrosse, if you don't include esports, gaming. Gosh, you just look down south to Texas, there are a lot of clubs, lacrosse sports. You know, Utah, University of Utah just started a D1 men's lacrosse, and certainly they're not alone, Denver and others. High schools around the country, even back in my own home state where I was for quite a while, Arizona, all the high schools have boys lacrosse. So I want to give the game experience, the fun experience throughout the year, additional outdoor sporting opportunities. And it's also important that those two sports are important to this institution because in my vision and working with the leadership here, the idea that we could partner with the community and we could have club sports teams K through 12 from not just Wichita, but Kansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Texas, Colorado, et cetera, coming to Wichita State, seeing our campus, how beautiful it is and how vibrant it is, that will help us recruit talent, recruit future students and stay here. Lacrosse is similar, very fast growing sports. They're both fun to watch. If we do move forward, again, these haven't been finalized, but if we do move forward, women's soccer, we would be looking to announce a coach in the next, 24 months to start a program. We also have the Striker complex here in Wichita, very close to the campus, so I've had some initial discussions with them, with our athletic director, thinking through how can we work with them for these type of activities, not just for K-12, but how do we draw and bring in other universities for large tournaments, maybe conference tournaments, and the same would be for lacrosse. So we'll wait and see. This is also predicated on what do we do with Cessna Stadium. We need to repurpose that. We need to make it a state-of-the-art facility. We need to right-size it, and we need to make it the best fan experience. And that's what the task force is looking at other similar universities that have really taken some older facilities, modernize them, and really a great fan experience and also a great experience for our student athletes, and we'll be doing that.
Yeah, Cessna Stadium, another big part of it, what the task force is looking at. What are some of the options for Cessna Stadium? And I guess how does state track and field fit into that would be another question a lot of people would be interested in.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I had a meeting this morning with the track coach as we continue this, and he's very much on board and is part of the task force as well as the athletic director. We want and we will do everything we can to retain the state high school track meet. We will do everything to make it an even better experience. And so whatever we do with Cessna or any other new facilities has that front of mind. And there are always things, even during a construction period, you could stage a construction, you can have temporary bleachers, those type of things. The options for Cessna are a complete teardown, a phased teardown, maybe upgrading one side, probably more the east side, and redo the west side. Those are TBD. That's what the task force is really trying to look at, looking at things such as what would attendance be, what is an optimal fan experience, what can we do with the footprint and for the different field sizes, where would we put new locker rooms. I've made it clear that one of the things I want to do when we talk about fan experience and be inclusive of all of our students and activities is to, we have a great Shocker Sounds, great Shocker Band, is to make sure that there maybe would be a facility for a marching band. We may be a little unique, to try to have the best experience. We may have a marching band for lacrosse and soccer. So all things are on the table right now. I'm really looking forward to the creativity that the task force, which I should say is not just faculty and staff and students also has members of the community, including some of our former Shocker athletes on board.
Wichita State, there's a lot of building going on in the athletic department. We have the additions to X Stadium that are recently completed. We have the Student Athlete Success Center going on in between Cessna Stadium and Koch Arena. Other observations on the facilities, athletic facilities at Wichita State, where do you think Wichita State's positioned in those areas?
Well, first you mentioned baseball, so we have to do a shout out. 12 wins in a row, 12-2. Our baseball team is doing tremendous. I've now been fortunate enough to go to quite a few of the games, and it's fun. I'm looking forward to this weekend's matches against Nebraska. Hopefully it won't snow or rain, and even if it does, we now know our Shockers will play in the snow and win in the snow. So the other facilities, things like tennis. Our women's tennis team, for instance, just came back from 3 wins in a row, including against Cincinnati and Louisville. I mean, so they've really turned the corner, and there's a long history of a very strong women's tennis team. Our men's team has been doing phenomenal, almost beat Tennessee at Tennessee, and they were ranked in the top 15, I believe, at the time. So we're going to continue to look at all of our facilities. Softball, I'm really looking forward to. I've gone a couple of the scrimmages. I'm looking forward. I wish they had more home games, but climate dictates those type of things. We're going to look at what we can do, having some initial conversations, things like batting cages or sprucing up the stadium a little bit more. I'm very, very much looking forward to potentially an AAC championship for our softball team this year. We have some really strong women players, and looking forward to that.
You come from East Carolina, so you have, a longer association with the AAC than people around here. Wichita State's in its third year of membership. How do you see that membership in that conference as an asset for the university and the athletic department?
Well, let's start with the university. The media attention we get being part of this wonderful conference is fabulous for us. Everything from the short 30-second TV segment commercials that play on national TV, whether it's ESPN or CBS, that helps us in our name recognition around the region, especially the I-35 corridor. The ability to play, for us, playing games in Tulsa, playing games in Dallas against some of our rivals is very important. And so I see nothing but great things from that. I hope to see the continuation of the strength of the conference in all sports to further elevate. Certainly, it's a big conference from a geography. And irrespective of our own conference, all conferences, when you think about it, and the fans, we have great fans, and so we're somewhat of an anomaly that our fans travel really well. But sometimes I hearken back to the older days of conferences which were more geographically close, where you would have more visiting fans come to the events and have maybe sometimes an even more exciting fan experience. Having come from East Carolina, it's difficult for East Carolina or Temple fans to travel to Wichita, and conversely for our fans to travel those distances. So I think it's, we'll continue to figure it out as a conference and really try to promote some closer regional rivalries. I think it's wonderful what we're doing with Tulsa. I really see that. That has a long history, as I've been educated. But I will also say, in non-conference, we will play Kansas and Kansas State in any sport, anywhere, at any time.
You are throwing that challenge out. That's very popular with Shocker fans, no doubt. I think the basketball tournament in Fort Worth will be good for Wichita State fans, especially. It'll be very interesting to see how well they turn out this weekend.
I have no doubt that Wichita State will have more fans in Dickey Arena than any other school in the conference, period.
I'm sure the American Athletic Conference is counting on that, definitely. Very good. Dr. Golden, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it. We'll see you out at the games. Thank you for listening to the Roundhouse Podcast. This has been Paul Sullentrop with Wichita State University Strategic Communications.